The hot topic today? The U.S. is still hiring like crazy. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 8th day of March. Thanks for being here. In other news, might TikTok be banned in the U.S.? We'll share that story with you. A popular drug to treat ALS may be pulled, and we'll tell you why. A program to recruit Ukrainians to work in North Dakota has ended. President Biden wants to offer a big tax credit. It's about home buying. We've got the Wall Street Report, and imagine doing self-screening at the airport. Some new TSA news coming up today. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and a reminder, we're back on the air Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL, based in Waterloo, Iowa. But we do stream actually worldwide, come to think of it, just like this show. Hey, want to find us on X, formerly Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Economists had predicted the February job numbers to come in at about 175,000. But once again, the job gains in February dwarfed that number. The Labor Department on Friday said U.S. employers added 275,000 jobs. However, the unemployment number did creep up to 3.9%. Yet that is still low from a historical point of reference, and February marks the 25th straight month joblessness is below 4%, and that is the longest streak since the 1960s. Yet despite sharply lower inflation, a healthy job market, and a record high stock market, many Americans say they're unhappy with the state of the economy. That's a sentiment that's sure to weigh on President Joe Biden's bid for re-election. Many voters blame Biden for the surge in consumer prices that began back in 2021. Though inflationary pressures have significantly eased, average prices remain about 17% above where they stood 3 years ago. So why is that? Why are prices about 17% above what they were 3 years ago? Well, it's not about supply disruptions. The supply chain has long been repaired. It's not because of lack of productivity. Productivity continues to swell to record numbers. It's not because of a lack of raw materials. So what is it? Corporations are keeping prices high because they can, and higher prices contribute to wildly high profits, and that makes investors very happy. So ask yourself, why are prices higher than before the pandemic? You now have the answer. The jobs report offered a mixed bag on Wall Street. A rise in the unemployment number and a slowing of wage growth may give the central bank enough to start reducing interest rates. However, the vibrant job growth may also work against that idea, and so Wall Street struggled today. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Might the U.S. ban the popular micro-video program TikTok? That may be the case. The AP is reporting that a bill that could lead to the popular video-sharing app TikTok being unavailable in the United States is quickly gaining traction in the House of Representatives as lawmakers voice concerns about the potential for the platform to surveil and manipulate Americans. The measure gained the support of House Speaker Mike Johnson and could soon come up for a full vote in the House. The bill advanced out of committee on Thursday in a unanimous bipartisan vote of 50-0. The White House has provided technical support in drafting of the bill. The White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre said the TikTok legislation still needs some work to get to a place where President Joe Biden would endorse it. The bill takes a two-pronged approach. First, It requires ByteDance Limited, which is based in Beijing, to divest TikTok and other applications it controls within 180 days of enactment of the bill, or those applications will be prohibited in the United States. Second, it creates a narrow process to let the executive branch prohibit access to an app owned by a foreign adversary if it poses a threat to national security. Two words? Yep. Stay tuned. The maker of a drug that's been used to treat ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease may, just may, be pulled off the market. The question is, why? Well, studies show the drug doesn't work. The AP is reporting that the Food and Drug Administration approved Amylyx Pharmaceuticals Relyvrio in September of 2022, following a years-long advocacy campaign by patients with ALS, that's a fatal muscle-wasting disease. Amylyx said on Friday it would discuss its plans for the drug with patients and the FDA, which may include voluntarily withdrawing the drug. Executives said in a statement they were surprised and disappointed by the results and hope to announce their plans in the next 2 months. The latest company study showed that the drug did not slow the disease compared with a dummy treatment. The drug also failed to show improvement on any secondary measures like muscle strength. This is a story that we found pretty amazing. An oil and gas group out of North Dakota has ended a program to bring citizens of Ukraine to the U.S. to work in their oil and gas fields. The AP is reporting that the North Dakota Petroleum Council shelved the Bakken Global Recruitment of Oil Field Workers program after placing about 60 Ukrainians with 16 employers from July to November of last year. The goal had been to recruit 100 workers by the end of last year and 400 within the first 12 months of the program, but not all of them necessarily from Ukraine. Workers who have already been placed can apply to stay in the U.S. for 2 more years under a recently announced re-parole process. Applications will be considered on a discretionary case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit, that according to a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announcement. President Biden, in his State of the Union message on Thursday, said he wants to offer a $10,000 tax credit to help first-time homebuyers start their American dream of home ownership. CBS is reporting that Biden is also proposing a separate $10,000 tax credit for current homeowners who sell their starter home in order to jump into a bigger house. And that could help melt a real estate market in which homeowners who are locked into low mortgage rates during the pandemic are hesitant to move because they now face significantly higher mortgage rates. Biden's proposals, which must be enacted by Congress, were cheered by advocates for affordable housing, with National Housing Council calling it the most consequential State of the Union address on housing in more than 50 years. On a practical level, the tax credits would lower the cost of purchasing a home, an issue that affects Americans of all ages and stripes. Friday was a losing day on Wall Street as investors grappled with the jobs report and watched as NVIDIA took a breather. It was also a day for taking profits from the technology sector. The Dow on Friday lost 68 points to close the week at 38,722, while the Nasdaq shrank by 188 points to finish the day at 16,085, and the S&P 500 shed 33 points to close at 51.23. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by $1.08 to $77.85 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell yet again, this time to 4.077%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a new TSA program called self-screening. Now, we're not making this up. First self-checkout, now self-screening. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is piloting self-service security lanes at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The technology is being likened to a futuristic MRI machine, with bins automatically returned following UV sanitation. The Associated Press reports that it will allow pre-check passengers to be screened with little or no help from uniformed TSA officers. It's all aimed to make the process more efficient and reduce pat-downs. While it will require fewer hands-on employees, no one is going to lose their job, according to a TSA official. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. Once again, a reminder, we're back on the air Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL. And yes, we do stream. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.